What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the 452 podcast brought to you by Fountain Ford. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and we're here with Stephen Giorgella, and the topic this week is the communication skill that everyone lacks.
First of all, a shout out to our sponsors. Who are our sponsors this week, Chris Jones?
As always, Fashion Nova. Shout out Fashion Nova.
Aquafina.
Branson Cognac.
Miller Lite.
Bel Air Rosé.
Of course. And last but not least, a brand new one, Solo Cup.
Yes, Solo Cup. Shout out Solo Cup.
Shout out Solo Cup. And shout out...
Making keg parties great for 30 years.
Yes, and shout out Phil Trebatowski, who only double solis. He only uses two Solo Cups as an insulator, and there's a lot of strategic value there.
Okay? That right there was a knowledge bomb, and we haven't even started today.
The next time you use a Solo Cup, use two. The environmentalists out there will tell me how much damage I'm doing. I hear you.
That makes me want to use four.
... Chris is ready to use four. But Solo Cup, thank you for 30 years. We don't actually know. Is it 30 years?
I have no idea.
30 years.
Making keg parties great since forever.
Since forever. Sounds great. Okay, this week's topic, the communication skill everyone lacks. And this is, the motivation from this came from Malcolm Gladwell's new book, Talking to Strangers, What We Should Know About the People We Don't Know. And here's what I want to cover. In the book, it says that we naturally, so because people are honest naturally, so like the tendency is to be honest, that we tend to
assume the best of everyone.
Yes. Don't is where we're going with this. And the reason why we're saying don't is because it takes a significant amount of practice to be able to truly understand how you should weigh that person's word or not. And the word is discernment, right? Mm-hmm. And we have got to make sure, and I know that the majority of this podcast is about business, but it tends to always end up coming into the, it tends to always end up bleeding into the personal side because we're definitely very personal here in our business operations. But I want to talk about the value.
This goes to like the psychology of business.
I mean, this is a very important thing. Much more well said than what I had in my brain at that moment. So this discernment piece is you have to commit to trying to figure out when you're trying to read that person. You have to understand what questions you need to ask to find out if they're telling the truth or not. Okay, and so, believing somebody for their word, there definitely is a certain value to that. I get that, and I'm all in on that. But trust but verify is a really it's a really great quote. And I need.
Do you know who said that, by the way?
I don't.
Ronald Reagan, man, come on.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Shout out Ronnie. It was Ronald, huh?
It was.
I'm gonna sound really dumb. Ronald Reagan's dead, right?
Yeah, he is. Cool. Sadly,
I wanted to make sure. What year did he pass? Do we know?
I do not remember. He passed from Alzheimer's.
Really? All right. Well, I'm glad I'm an Alzheimer's Association walked in Alzheimer's supporter. So trust but verify. Mm-hmm. Getting back to it. So the key thing here is you have to be able to understand what questions to ask the person to get enough facts so that you know if they even know what's true. So it's like this, it's like third, fourth level thinking versus just asking and assuming. So like the edification of Chris tells me to hire this guy. Well, I trust Chris, so then I trust this guy. But what happens if you're lacking in that specific area with regards to really understanding people? Or really understanding what they're good at and what they're bad at, or really understanding how they would fit into that system.
Yeah. What if I thought this guy was really good at something, and it turns out that that's not actually true, because I got played, I guess.
Correct. Right. But then it goes even more. What happens if you didn't even get played? He wasn't trying to play you. That other guy who you were trying to bring in. What happens if he just wasn't self-aware and he had specific environment around him that picked him up where he was lacking? You see the levels?
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So this discernment thing is all about practice and then asking the right questions. You gotta be able to ask the right questions. And then you can't confuse there's so much data that comes from all over the place, right? You can't confuse that data with it being the key information you need to know. This is where the practice comes in. Just because you have specific data does not mean it's the data, right? And that's where I've told you this before on the problem solving, unless you test yourself and get yourself to a level where you are testing and you're trying to solve new problems on a weekly basis that you've never solved before, you're never going to get the experience. Because you're not going to know what's behind. You're going to keep guessing and guessing and guessing and guessing. But like, you have to be able to, I want to go back to that hiring example that I used. You have to be able to see the degree in which you missed.
And comb through all the data that's coming at you for the relevant nuggets.
For the relevant nuggets, choose them.
Yeah.
And then figure out why you made the right or wrong decision. And then use that intel, that real world experience that I talk about all the time, right, for your next time. Right. And that's this discernment thing. And then the final piece there is the gut instinct play. If you're hearing the information, you're asking the questions, and there still feels like there's something irking you, that all that means is that like your day to day, like the intellectual part of you is not caught up yet with your emotional part. Okay. So your emotion, you felt it, but you had not caught up yet into where the rubber hits the road and what that actually means. But you know something's wrong.
And that gets better over time as far as only, the accuracy of it.
Only if you practice. And right. This is why I come back to all of this real-world
experience. You do talk about this all the time.
Yeah. You guys have got to practice. Yeah. You cannot sit there and think that you're going to understand and get better at it. How often am I pushing you right now, speaking very candidly, mm-hmm. to do things that you've never done before?
Every single day.
But you have to.
Yeah.
Dude, you're not going to... And like... Dude, I did something last night that I've never done in my entire life, and it was really hard for me to do. I was amped up when I woke up this morning. That's the only way to reach new boundaries. Mm-hmm. You've got to do things that, like, you literally just either didn't think you could accomplish or didn't...
Step out of your comfort zone.
Correct. Yeah. And this one is the hardest one. So you mean you've got to go out and probe people and make subjective decisions based on a set of intel that you've got, and you might be wrong. You feel like you're being judgmental. No, you're the judgmental thing carries this negative weight. You're not being judgmental. You're doing what you're supposed to do. You have an outcome that you need to get to.
And you do have to make judgments at some point.
And you have an outcome that you need to get to. And the only way that you're going to get to that outcome in the most efficient way possible is by having discernment. That's the only way. And the only way you're going to become really good at it is by going through the gauntlet and not living in the 50-50 of not knowing which way you're going to go, but living on the on or off switch. Pull the trigger or in one of the two directions, and then live with it and learn from it and receive those pieces of data that were most important, go through that debrief process, and then realize what you did right and what you did wrong.
Right.
Period.
And I think something to point out is that this can be applied to all aspects of your life. It doesn't just have to be business.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything, everywhere, every moment.
Mm-hmm.
It can. And so make sure I'm clear here. You first have to sit there and you have to commit to this. You have to commit to realizing the fact that your judgment is just going to take you time to figure out what is right and what is wrong and what you're missing, what you did. You have to practice it over and over. And it's hard to practice something that is very, very deep, right?
Right.
Is because, I mean, think about it. There could be like six layers deep on this person that you don't know.
And it can be kind
about.
Of ambiguous. Oh, you yeah. know, it's like.
Not can be. It
I mean,
is.
It is, yeah.
It's the nature of it is ambiguous. Right. And that is why the majority of people don't want, in my opinion, the majority of people don't want to actually go and dig into this thing because it's really hard. It's really hard and ambiguous and you're floating in the middle of nowhere. It's much easier to be told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a reason why thought leaders are the ones that are creatively solving problems over and over and over.
It's
because they're doing things that are really, really hard. Because they're not just following directions in an easy path. They're sitting there. They find out that people have 100% guaranteed that this is the status quo. Generally accepted accounting practices. This is the way you have to go. Oh, it is? It's the way I have to go? Then why is the book Profit First on fire right now? On fire. Because it goes against generally accepted accounting practices. It goes against them. And guess what? It works. So somebody had to look at what everybody, a gajillion people, there's 125 million small businesses across the world. Somebody had to say, I think they're wrong.
Yeah.
There's a reason why. So realize that the practice of discernment is going against the status quo. You have to go against what somebody believes in their heart of hearts is they're telling you the truth. You have to kind of go against and ask them and probe them to find out if they even know what the truth means.
That's for real.
Right?
Yeah.
Do they even know? Do they really even know? Right? And then the second piece is try to figure out what information is worth what, and then figuring out how to weigh your gut. Welcome to being, it's a really hard thing. CEOs lose hundreds of millions and billions of dollars every year because of issues with discernment. Welcome to the game.
Right.
Right? No, this is good. Really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris Jones says he wants to do it. Outstanding. Is he capable? Have I given him the right framework to do it? Does he even know what his hardships are? Does he know what he's missing?
Right.
Does the edification that I got from his buddy, what is that worth?
Mm-hmm.
Bringing that all in to find out what is the right decision. And then you have to make one and live with it. Don't sit in the 50-50 because nothing gets done there.
Right. No, that's good stuff, man. That's deep. Like,
I don't know where else to go with it, but like that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at with it. Like this discernment thing, I am still learning every day at such a fast rate on this thing. And the best part is the more that I read and I learn, I realize I've just got to keep doing it. And it's fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, ooh, look at all this stuff. Just go rip it some more. Put yourself more in the gauntlet. Just get back in the ring. Like, you guys can sit there and you can spar and practice all you want. You got to get in the ring and test yourself out. And remember.
Forever.
Yep. And remember this. Keep this one as a golden nugget. No matter how much you think this is the opposite, it will always be true. As long as you try it and practice it, you'll beat the majority. All you have to do is practice it, be a practitioner, and keep trying it. And you'll beat the majority because the majority are afraid of making the wrong decision.
Sheep.
That's it.
Yeah.
Take us out.
All right. So thank you, everybody, for listening this week to the 452 podcast. Make sure you subscribe, download, leave us a review. We're on all the major platforms. And thank you to everybody who has left us a review. Appreciate it. And tune in next week for the 452 podcast.